This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
I am curious to see kind of what unfolds with the Nuggets, to see what kind of an opponent they're going to be in the Western Conference. But for me, the umbrella view, like where my mind goes when I see what's happened in Memphis, when I see what's happened in Denver, I come back to Golden State and I go, dude, bravo. This, for those of us fans who just want to eat nachos and watch a game, we don't really often give enough credit for how difficult it is to navigate all of these situations. And I know that people, oh gosh, that sounds like all so milk and cookie, but let's review this now based on what she just said. The Warriors navigated two timelines. Now you lost Bob Myers. What an interesting way to put it. Because of course, we were told, oh, well, Bob just wants to, you know, spend more time with the kids. Of course, 4 seconds later, he's working at ESPN. So, like, when she says it that way, it does bring to mind the idea of Steve and Joe Lacob and the front office and what were all of their opinions and were they blending perfectly with regard to the future of the organization? And then how do you take all those opinions and enter Steph Curry's opinion into the room, and Draymond's going to be a free agent, and Jonathan Kuminga's agent is calling shams, and all of the things that are going on. Don't discount how hard it is to do all that, stay together, and stay relevant. And here we are, 3 games away from the playoffs and the mantra that they've been talking about for the last 3 months, which is meaningful basketball.
Right.
I don't want to lose that. That's incredible.
It is, especially when you look at it from the 10,000 foot view, which is we're trying to maximize the Steph Curry era. And you mentioned it, Bob Myers, successful GM, leaves. And so Mike Dunleavy now has to step into the breach and not only get the draft right, which he did, Pods and TJD. And, you know, you follow it up with Quentin Post, who was a great find. I know he's probably going to be your 10th or 11th man in the playoffs, but you did well in the draft. You had to navigate a Klay Thompson exit so that you actually got something for Klay, which you did. You found a DeAnthony Melton in the mid-level. You turned him into Schroeder, which eventually turned into Jimmy Butler, and that's the piece that really cemented the early part of the Dunleavy legacy, is you were able to bring in Jimmy Butler, who has turned you from a 10 or 11 seed play in, and maybe you're hoping to go on a run, to you might be a top 4 seed. You have an outside shot at the 3, but whatever seed you get, you've turned into a completely different team because of the maneuver that Mike Dunleavy and company were able to make. So you see what happened in Denver and Memphis and Sacramento, and yet in the midst of this thing maybe breaking apart, you know, Ramona talked about two timelines and how that's no longer a thing. Now it's one timeline, and that timeline is this year and maybe next year.
Maybe.
And maybe the year after.
No one's even really worried about that right now. Like, yeah. It's all... I do think there's a conversation that was happening a lot over the last year and a half, and I do believe that we have found a final answer with it. And I think most of us actually, we would moonlight on both sides of this issue. So I'm not trying to come at anybody who was wrong or right or whatever. That doesn't even matter at this point. But you know the conversation I'm talking about. For a year and a half, right here on 95.7 The Game, it was... like, do you still believe there's something left in the Steph tank or not? And there were even those who would call and suggest you got to trade Steph, as painful as it is, because there's no point in actually pursuing this. Well, that side was wrong. And I don't care what happens next year or the year after that. And I stand here and say that as someone who wanted a move but didn't want this move. And I was wrong about that. It turns out this was the available move. And luckily for the Warriors, it was the right move. And whether this ends in a championship or not, you're on the same page as I am, as is Ramona is, when we say the words Cavs, Celtics, Thunder, Laker, Warriors. Most of us believe we probably just named the NBA champion. That, for me, in and of itself, is an affirmative on if you thought there was nothing left in the Steph tank, you were on the wrong side of the fence. We're here. This is meaningful basketball. And the Warriors are one of the favorites to win the NBA championship.
And you could even take that group of five, and it wouldn't be outlandish to think that four of those five will be the last four teams standing. And I know seed is a part of it, but 1-2 yep. in the East, Cleveland and Boston. I think that if I was to predict the Eastern Conference final, well, the obvious chalk pick would be Cleveland against Boston. They are clear-cut the two best teams. I know New York can make noise against Boston. I think that they're going to break down the way Coach Tibbs runs them into the ground.
They're just not good enough.
Well, in the West, not good enough depending anyway. On the seed, I still think that if you want to take L.A., OKC, and Golden State, you're likely going to get two of those, and Houston's got a lot to say about it as well.
They might.
So... maybe those three, two of those three aren't the final ones in the Western Conference, but I do like your group of five as we start to get here into playoff basketball next week.
I'm on FanDuel right now, and those are the top five. Those are the top five in terms of championship odds. Those are them. Thunder 1, Celtics 2, Cavs 3, Warriors and Lakers tied for 4.
And what are the Thunder odds right now to win the NBA championship?
Plus 170.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not much.
Super chalky.
Super chalky.
Yeah, and I've mentioned this before. They're number one all-time in point differential for the regular year, and the teams that are 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 on that list all went on to win the NBA championship. So point differential is something you either believe in or you don't. Oklahoma City's been so good in the regular year, and the other teams that have been that good have gone on to win the title. So Oklahoma City right now is in that group of the top six. Five of them have won the title. The other one is OKC, and they're a favorite to win the title.
Exactly. And, you know, she mentioned, she's like, I don't know why we always do this to the Rockets. They may have something to say about this. I get it. They're young. Okay. If I told you Thunder, Celtics, Cavs, Lakers, Warriors, those are all your clear-cut top five in terms of NBA title odds. How many more teams do you think I name before I get to the Vegas odds of the Houston Rockets?
Well, I would say probably three, or actually four. I'd think of four teams that are more favored.
Who are they?
Denver.
Okay.
I still think that there's money.
That is correct.
On Denver.
They are number six.
I would say New York would be a team.
They are tied with the Nuggets at number six.
And then you would probably look.
So that's seven teams that are out of the way. How much further do we go until we get to Houston? Are they next?
I would put the Clippers ahead of them, too.
That is correct. The Los Angeles Clippers are next at plus 4,400. Do we go to the Rockets next? They're the 2 seed.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say yes, but I won't be embarrassed if Indiana's ahead of them. Because the Eastern Conference, they have an easier path.
Indiana is not ahead of them.
Okay. But there is a team ahead of them.
Someone else is.
Wow. Geez. Memphis? No.
Nope.
No, Memphis. Get out of here, Memphis.
Nope. Nope.
Or Milwaukee.
Nope.
Portland? I'm panicking.
No.
I'm panicking.
Portland.
I'm panicking, Mark.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the team who gets the You Blew It Award of the Night.
Oh, boy.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
Actually are plus 7,000 while the Rockets are plus 9,000. So you can look at this one of two ways. You could sit here and go, dude, man, the Rockets get disrespected, and I think that that's wonderful value. Well, go ahead. Go ahead then. Put your hard-earned money on plus 9,000.
Dude, 90 to 1?
90 to 1. 90 to 1. Okay?
Yep.
You can go put $10 on that and they'll give you $1,000 if you're right almost. Why? Because they're not going to win it. That's why. They're not going to win it. They can be as young and talented, athletic and tall, and Amen Thompson, boy, he opened my eyes. They're not going to win it. They're not going to win it. And I told you this earlier. I have arrived at a spot where I am no longer looking at these standings on a nightly basis to worry about who the opponent is for the Warriors. I would say if there's anything I'm still rooting for, it is just to not play the Lakers in round one. If they play the Lakers, they play the Lakers. I'd rather it not be in round one, because I do think that that's two of the best three teams in the West. I do think it's LeBron and Steph, and I just don't want to waste that in April. I'd like some more drama around that.
I would too.
So I'd like to push that a little later in a perfect world. But if you're asking me who, like, the Warriors should be scared of, the answer is no one. It doesn't mean they're going to win.
Right.
It just means that I don't really see any of these teams as overwhelmingly more difficult than any of the others. I think the Warriors will have a puncher's chance against any of them, and you know, a good handful of them I would heavily favor them against. And by the way, you can go ahead and put the Rockets on that list for me. But they're not going to play the Rockets in round one.
Most likely.
Because they're going to stay out of the play-in tournament.
They should.
In my opinion.
And that becomes an interesting question. Like, would you rather have to go in the play-in and you get the Rockets, or you avoid the play-in, but you got to face the Lakers, Denver, or the Clippers? Like,
for me, that's an easy answer.
You want to avoid the play-in.
Hell yes.
Even if I guaranteed you that you were going to win that 7-8 and you get Houston.
Yeah, I don't want the fatigue. I don't want the stress. Yeah. I don't want any of that.
I get it.
I want next week off. Off, 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 off. Steph, go golf. Off.
Warriors are, and I'm looking at it to make sure I get it right, they are 2-8 against Denver and the two LAs this year. 2-8.
Yeah.
And they are 3-2 against Houston. So these are just facts, and I know numbers are normally just numbers, but
I really do think we need to make the effort, though, to put these stats together post-Jimmy. I don't know that games against Denver in November they're just not relevant to me to this conversation anymore.
And I'll have to look at the Clipper games that you played, because odds are Kawhi didn't play in one, if not all of them.
Well, and I don't,
because he doesn't play basketball.
They haven't played the Clippers in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, yep. Kawhi hasn't played against the Warriors this year.
There you go.
And you're still 0-3.
And Jimmy Butler hasn't played against them. So like I just
get it.
I look at it more like Jimmy's Warriors have played the Rockets twice, they're 1-1. They've played the Nuggets twice. They're 1-1.
They played the Lakers once.
They played the Lakers, 1-0. Who else are we thinking about? They haven't really got
those are the ones.
Yeah, I haven't played the Thunder.
Nope.
So like that to me is more of a snapshot of what you might see in a few weeks if we do this for a series. You know?
Zubats don't care who you have.
Zubats. We see Zubats this weekend.
I can't wait.
See if it matters.